I don't know how much Pam has planned to share today. I'd like to respect our guest and give her an opportunity to speak since she
didn't
effort.
Expect to speak
today.
John and I and Thomas all agreed it would be appropriate to give people 10 days notice,
right.
Which is why I was disappointed you all didn't have this, because it makes me question how many others don't have it on the committee.
Okay.
But
it's all taken care of. I'll make sure
thank you.
Has.
Thank you, John.
Tom did distribute it, so
that's
I don't
what
know.
That he said he did. Yeah.
I know why the mayor didn't have it. We did find the mayor wasn't on the CCI list, and that was rectified today. And so you weren't having email blocking errors. You were having, like you can say, Mike Babbitt took your spot. That's how old the list is, if that says anything.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, we fixed it. Since I heard someone talking
looks
about...
Looks like a lot of these things are stuff that we've been talking about.
Why don't I hand out some more information?
Okay.
This is the Chapter 98, the process on established. And this is more on handouts for moving forward on creating a task force. And I'll make sure that the other members also get that. There is a memo that I believe you received from John Williams, but I'll give you another copy. And that goes back to August, but it talks about the need to do two steps. One is the de novo process that's already moving forward. The other is establishing a work group, but so it gives you background information. And the thing I had prepared for tonight, it's very simple. The background that I just told you, plus potential member, a discussion of groups you could draw from membership. So I'll hand that out.
So I'm wondering if we should have a brief meeting kind of over these materials today, but then kind of restrict the other list, laundry list stuff, and maybe we can all agree to come prepared.
Take it up.
So
for the next meeting on those other details of our laundry list of recommendations. What do you think?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so, because we are also trying to formalize more problems.
We were still identifying the problems with the solution before the solution.
So in trying to step out of being a process person, we haven't called a meeting to order. We haven't dispatched if we're going to do the minutes tonight. We could put that off to the next meeting. It's up to you. But there has to be also the temporary appointment of a chair if we're going to move forward.
I vote for Gary.
I vote for Ken.
So I would argue that we're calling to order the Tuesday, September 5th meeting, and maybe go around the room so for the tape we'll have everybody that's on there.
Okay. Ken Pryor.
Gary Wolvatny.
Emily Smith.
Pam Yokobitis.
That's Russ Axelrod.
John Voights.
All right. So I heard a nomination to chair for
Gary,
and then I also heard a nomination to chair for Ken. So let's take a vote. All those in, and this would be amongst us four here, all those in favor for Gary?
We were done from the start, right?
You know, I went with the easiest one first, sorry. So Gary, you can serve as chair today. And it's yours. I think you kind of know what's going on.
So I guess we've called it to order.
Yes.
So I guess we need to make a decision whether or not to approve, review the August 29th minutes.
I would suggest that we might, if we're going to postpone the other items too, we just wait on those minutes.
Yeah.
And that we focus today, because we have limited participation, some folks out of town, that we just focus on some of the informational pieces and getting our act together for the next meeting.
So, point of information here, do we need to officially suspend the rules and amend the agenda?
I think that's probably a worthy thing to do.
Probably makes sense.
So I would refer to that to the chair.
Okay.
Would you like to make
a
motion?
So I move to suspend the rules and amend the agenda to, I don't even know my amendment yet.
Maybe address informational materials.
Yes.
Of interest to the council, of interest to the committee, and to review kind of initial preparations for the next meeting. How's that sound?
That's great.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. We call the roll.
just, I think if you all just, we all agree.
Yeah.
Aye.
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 All right. Record shows everyone voted for that. Good.
Okay.
So there's an assortment of things here that we were looking at. So this goes away.
I'm sorry, what did you just do?
We just moved to suspend the rules and amend the agenda to discuss informational.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for clarity, our next meeting is next Tuesday?
Yes.
All right.
And the amendment of the agenda was to...
Ross, what was your language on the amendment, or my language rather?
What are you just not amending? What are you amending in the agenda is all?
To discuss, what was it, just informational?
Are you putting off approval of meeting notes?
To suspend the rules, amend the agenda to discuss informational items offered by staff, provided by staff, and to prepare for
the next meeting.
Next meeting. Where more members are in attendance or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Sometimes meeting every week gets hard for some, too. It's just, we're trying to do it, but it's difficult.
Do we need to indicate who made the motion, that Emily made the motion, and Ken seconded?
Motion was taken. This mouse just disappears. It makes me micey. A motion was proposed.
To suspend or was
not proposed. Wait,
a motion
proposed
by
Emily Smith
was raised or whatever.
To suspend, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And who seconded it?
Ken.
Should we note that the minutes and everything else will be postponed?
Excuse me?
Should we note that everything else will be addressed at a future meeting, like the minutes? Or?
Okay, so yeah, I think that's a perfect thing to add here now that the most thing came back. All agenda items.
Sorry, John, I kind of made that motion a little clearer for
will
you.
Will be transferred or moved to the next meeting. There you go.
This makes me feel better. This is helping my day.
Good.
Sometimes I wonder why I do what I'm doing.
Okay, so then I can just simply do moved to the next schedule meeting. So are we? And we already talked about citizens' comments, and there were none, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, under the, see, and I had the wrong item because I should have had this working group thing as an item 4. How did I get the wrong one? And that's what I believe is what your information is going to be talking about tonight. Spell. I'll fix it. I had a big bad flub last time, and it was some weird word.
Oh,
it sounds like a new element.
Yeah. Introduce the
Imperium.
Yeah,
Okay, I gotta change it now.
Rare earth metal.
Okay, you guys. There you go.
Yes, man, it's somewhere over there with sodium and magnesium.
And it was a September 5th memo.
Divided by 5th.
I can't win. move to adjourn.
September.
And tell you didn't go to Catholic school.
I tell you. Well, no, I just have. You're just missing all the bloody
knuckles.
Yes, steel edge and scars.
5th memo. And August 8th memo. Say this out loud, sorry. I'll try to stop.
Okay, so we have three handouts, and I'll introduce them.
Keep me honest.
So we have John Williams' memo from August 8th to the CCI regarding two code amendment projects, one related to de novo appeal hearings, and the other to develop recommendations regarding how to proceed with a review of uses permitted in mixed use and commercial zones. And then we have a September 5th memo from John Williams and John Boyd regarding potential positions for a working group on allowed uses in Westland's commercial and mixed-use zones. So a little more detail on what was mentioned in the August 8th memo. And then the process described for setting up a working group in CDC 98035. So all of these will be discussed further in this, September 19th?
12th.
September 12th. Oh, we're meeting next week. Okay. September 12th meeting. So did we want to talk about this a little bit tonight, or we just put...
I think we should. I think a little bit.
Because I'm considering experiences with, especially the mixed use and commercial zone code in the CDC. It really needs to be updated.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope that they start with definitions that are applicable to mixed use and commercial zones.
No.
Because that's where some of the issues have come up in the past, especially with Tandler, and a clearer description of what mixed use is and whether we're going to have a percentage of commercial use on the first, what is the first floor, ground floor, basement.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the way that the to me, it depends on where the front door actually is, the main access to the building, and that should define that floor for commercial use.
Matt, can I have a suggestion before we, I don't know that we want to get in the weeds on any of that, but right now, one of the things we need to do is come up with sort of a laundry list of categories of people who might serve on the committee.
Right.
And we have 6 bullets here. I can think of already maybe one additional, but anyway, I think we should review this list, talk about the list, and maybe supplement it for the CCI to consider at its next meeting, just to kind of further our cause and moving forward. So, we have the Westland Economic Development Committee, someone from the EDC, that's good, someone from the Planning Commission. Historic Willamette Main Street, either a board member or staff. Good. Westland, which, by the way, is our principal recognized business, official business district. Someone from the chamber. I think that's a good idea. You know, the chamber is just sort of getting its act, it's reinventing itself. Mm-hmm. And we're very curious. We've been watching just where it's going and how. I don't really know where it's at, but I think it's a worthy objective to have someone on the Chamber of Commerce there. I think that seems really reasonable. Neighborhood associations, perhaps two positions, it says. I would suggest, you know what we might do is, I don't know, number of these committees we try and, is there a limit to the number we can have on them, John? I mean, we do 7 on our advisory boards as a target, but some of these working group meetings, I don't think we're restricted to that kind of a number. I mean, it's harder to get people together, but
yeah.
Well, I was thinking of the neighborhood associations. Ideally, might be those that have some businesses, mm-hmm.
Or potential to have clusters of business.
Right. So Bolton, Willamette, and Robinwood obviously come up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then kind of the top of the hill here too.
Yeah.
But that's I don't know if that's Savannah Oak or maybe it's Rosemont or potentially probably not Sunset. I have to look at the boundary map mm-hmm. of the neighborhoods, and I think I usually carry a boundary map with me. Let me just see if I have one.
I've asked. That doesn't mirror the neighborhood groups.
It doesn't.
It's a utility map.
Okay.
I know. I did the same thing. I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. We really need a neighborhood.
Where's your neighborhood? So here's kind of the neighborhood layout. So the top of the hill is kind of a piecemeal of Parker Crest, Savannah Oaks, Rosemont's across Rosemont. So, you know, it could potentially be Savannah, and Savannah's tied with Willamette. So,
yeah, and when you go down 43, there's a bunch of groups there too.
Yeah, so. You know, we either pick maybe a couple across, like it says, mm-hmm. or 2 or 3. Maybe that's enough. I don't know.
I think, and I'll just pass along something John had mentioned. He had suggested, and it was just a suggestion, that not thinking about faces right now, but just think about representation.
Right.
And so, if you think there should be 2, 3, you could just, you know, you could throw that out as a thought right now.
Yeah.
So are there any more localized business groups, even if they're informal?
Yeah, it's just like there's the Main Street here, but there isn't.
That's the only formal business district is Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Arguably, I guess Chamber is
citywide. Chamber is citywide, representing so. Citywide. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
I think we should have a local developer.
I agree. On it.
And, you know, I was at the Robinwood picnic. Robinwood Station picnic this week ago Saturday, and I met a guy, and I've met him once before, and I feel embarrassed. I can't remember his name. You know, I meet so many different people. He's lived in West Lynn like 40, 50 years, and he does private homes mostly in West Lynn, and he's got like a subdivision, smaller subdivision going on River Road right now. But anyway, the conversation I had with him, and I understood, and I talked with Bob today about another item, and this came up about a potential developer, and I mentioned this guy, and he thought, hey, I think I met that guy too. But anyway, he's a person who's a local person who understands the development community, mm-hmm. and has a pretty balanced view all around about things. And he's not someone who's just, you know, out it to make a quick buck and walk out of town. So it'd be nice to get a developer's perspective who has some ownership here. Anyway, I can get his name, but I think we should have some representation of
Edmund
the...
Edmund Tawala? Is that potentially it? T-A-W-I-A-H? Nope. Anyway,
Tawala?
Can't say
Edmund,
it's the development. It's a 5-lot subdivision on 19th Street.
On 19th Street? No. Oh, it's right off River Road.
Oh, that's north. So that wouldn't be that. 19th Street would be.
Yeah, no, that's not it. So, maybe he has another one. I don't know.
Well, these are just ones that have been. These are just submitted applications. So if he has.
He's in the middle of working on it right now on River Road.
If he's. Hasn't submitted it yet, though we wouldn't have it on this.
No, he is. It's in the middle of construction. I mean,
so it would be on this list.
Yeah, they're already working on it.
Okay,
so it must.
But we can find this fellow. But maybe it's not him. I don't know. But he's maybe a name I would want to maybe throw in the hat because he understands the building development community.
So it must be a really small development because.
It's like three houses?
Must be three because we haven't.
It hasn't come before the Planning Commission?
No.
Okay, maybe then it's three or less. Maybe we'd go to planning decisions.
Director's decision.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess one thought would be someone from the building community.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, just to be inclusive.
I do like what you said about having somebody local, somebody who kind of has their roots in West Lynn, if that's available.
I'm the building person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Local. Rather local
than
preferred.
Outside. Local. Yeah.
Let's see.
Do you want to say West Lynn business community or the West Lynn developer perspective or something like that?
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Building community?
Yeah.
Building development.
Maybe I'll even spell it right.
Building / development community.
Oh crap.
Yeah. When it says at large representative, would that be a citizen? Is that the idea?
That was just a concept.
I think so.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Remember, this is the first time we've done this, so there's really nothing we're drawing from. Well, it's not the first time.
I think
but
you
want to
have at least one at-large citizen.
Yeah.
I mean, just a...
No, I think it should be a resident. I don't think it should be someone from Beaverton or...
So...
Walton or something.
Let's just make sure that means resident.
Yeah.
I think, is that what that means?
I think it's at-large within West Lynn. I would hope.
So resident in West Lynn.
Yeah.
Resident from West Lynn. Should it be someone who's been in West Lynn a while? Or should it be... Do we care? I mean, ideally it'd be kind of nice for someone who's been around a little bit, but doesn't. Mm-hmm. I hear the freshest, interesting ideas from people who've been here 2 years. I mean, it's like, so I don't know that it's that critical per se, but.
Yeah, well, how are the people being selected? Like, if you have four citizens just want to be in that position, how are they being selected?
The process is the council said, let's form a group under using 98035, sent it to the CCI for your recommendation on how the group should be created. And so the first step is who should the members be? And I think the second step is any recommendations. And then there's another sub-piece that talks about a second part that the group is supposed to look at.
It goes to the city council for approval.
Yeah, so the city council creates the final list is the answer.
Great.
Is the answer to that. But I think aren't you also supposed to look at goals and where was that?
Says the
purpose,
group.
Goals, and appointees. Yeah, so.
Well, in that case, I personally would like to keep it a little bit vague, I guess, so anybody potentially could fill that position. Mm-hmm. Since we are the Committee on Citizen Involvement, I'd hate to limit the scope of that. And if we have lots of people interested, then they'd have to go through the selection process.
What about, I guess you could argue from the West Lynn Chamber that might be a business owner, but should we have like an actual business owner? I don't don't know.
I assumed that would be someone from
Chamber.
Main CB. Street or the,
Main
the Chamber.
The Chamber.
Yeah.
So we got enough business there. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned a developer. Would it also make sense to have a commercial real estate person? Or is that covered enough by business? Because they're the ones that are actually going to have to fill the building with
and help sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in that regard, should the building person be commercial rather than residential?
Unfortunately, maybe there are some commercial builders here in town, but probably limited.
Yeah, it gets to be self-serving, potentially conflict of interest.
Although everyone's probably a little bit self-serving.
Yeah. Well, for this group, you actually want
all those perspectives.
On stakeholders.
Yeah, because this is specifically to look at the commercial uses. Do you have the right mix of uses? And because we're also looking at mixed use, and mixed use may need a lot of discussion.
Maybe we want someone that's not a residential building developer, but a commercial.
I mean, that could even be a commercial broker, someone who deals in.
That's what kind of, I think, the point that
Harry
was making, right? Some, maybe that could be, maybe that should be more of a commercial.
So, like, one potential addition would be from the commercial development community?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe development's not even the right
word. So, whether development or real estate,
it would be commercial.
It wouldn't matter.
/ real estate community? Commercial. Or just commercial community? I don't know. What do you think? Can you tell me?
You know, there's very likely to be real estate people here.
Yeah.
That, you know, with commercial background and understanding are all putting people and those two things together and helping other cities, you know. So that could be a good person.
I can think of
commercial or real estate.
Two former planning commission people who
I wondered. I wondered if he was that also. Yeah.
Although I think most of their work is outside of West Lynn.
Should there be a planning staff person on it? Seems like you almost need that sort of internal kind of guidance a little bit.
I think in the creation of task force under council rules, I think there's a staff liaison.
Well. Okay, so it wouldn't be necessarily a voting member,
right?
But a staff liaison. Okay, yeah. So maybe we should make that clarify that we would assume there's going to be a staff, planning staff as a liaison. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can spell liaison. L-I-A-S-I.
I failed already.
Yeah, you're so good.
L-I-A-I-S-O-N. I missed the second I.
You got it.
Non-voting member. I'm going to blame it on the sticky keyboard. Inability.
So that's, even if we have two NA people, that's about, we're up to eight people right now.
Gosh, my memory is telling me that 9 was like a task force group size. It was, I think the discussion was it was not so large that you couldn't get things done, but 7 or 5 was too small. But I'm just doing this from memory and might never trust my memory.
I'm going to Google it.
We could have 2 at-large representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If that would get us up to 9. That would provide lots of freedom in selecting stakeholders.
Is it 2 at large?
Yes, yeah.
north and south.
East and
west. High and low.
There you go. Task forces are available from headquarters, level 6. A task force can have 4 different player sizes, 5, 10, 25, and 50 members. A starting task force can hold only 5. This looks like specific to a...
Which rules are those?
Wow. These are military.
Oh, there you go. I was going to say, I'm trying to think of the rooms that would hold 50 people, and there's not a whole lot of them.
State Department.
That's like herding cats there.
We usually don't get that many people with Planning Commission.
Sorry. It
has to be really contentious.
Let me focus it more on planning.
Google.
Not the best anything.
I like the city's way of Googling here.
5 to 7 virtual members?
Oh.
Mm-mm. Well, we're kind of in the ballpark, so we'll be okay, I think. Mm-hmm. But is there something missing? I guess that's what we want to make sure, category-wise. We've got economic development from our advisory committee, a planning commissioner. Historic Climate Main Street, Westland Chamber. It's missing. There wouldn't be any need for, like, anyone from security or police or anything like that. I don't think. I guess one thought could be if we want anyone from the tourism industry, but I don't know that that would be. One thought is, there's a great guy in Oregon City who does their economic development. He's been really good on all their Main Street stuff. So I wonder if an economic development staff person from, if we could get someone from another city who's been successful. Oregon City's been doing pretty good on a lot of things. Maybe
they actually have.
I wonder if we could, their planning staff is excellent. They have great planning staff there.
So, would we have to have some sort of MOA in place to pay for their staff to attend?
No, we probably just have an agreement. They'd probably volunteer because we go back and forth and help each other in a lot of things.
Okay.
Particularly if the mayor can call the mayor, or the mayor can call them directly and talk to them.
Is there any potential conflict of interest there, for that person?
You mean they wouldn't want us to be successful, so they would...
Potentially. I
think they want us to be successful. I want to believe that.
More likely, they would be, why would I go over there?
And
they don't like what I... Not they would be willing to help, but it's why would they want my opinion? So if it was something where
it was someone with expertise in economic development. Their economic development director, he's been doing great things, and I've heard a lot of good things about him, and, he might bring...
We don't have to make decisions tonight, as a thought.
Yeah.
If you wanted somebody from economic development, that might be just
economic
something...
Economic development representative?
Mm-hmm.
And we could...
Absolutely.
Possible?
You could invite someone from PSU.
I was just thinking that too. I was what about academia?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because they have urban studies and...
And they could be objective about...
You could have...
Any number of areas.
We could make it a class.
I have...
No, I'm just thinking...
Teasing.
No, but from the standpoint that sometimes you have expectations that aren't necessarily realistic, but there's a party that, there's nothing in it for them to gain, and they're going to tell you good and bad about your situation.
Or they could even potentially send a graduate student yeah. or something.
Yeah.
Somebody that needs some credits.
Provide some income.
So I put down here staff from a nearby successful city or academic. Mm-hmm. Maybe yeah. something like that. Mm-hmm. The other thought is you don't have to pick an adjacent city, so someone across town, who would care if Westland's successful?
Yeah,
they're just trying to help us. Someone from Beaverton, or
well, or even
but then they got to come. They got to drive.
They got to drive. So that's going
to. Well, maybe they don't care. Who knows?
I was thinking of somebody in transportation, but I thought you know it's yeah. going a little.
I mean, Lake Oswego, too. It's going to be someone in Lake Oswego. I look to Lake Oswego code for a lot of things. I mean, because they've yeah. got some great code.
Because there's a bunch of mixed use going.
There's a ton over there.
Yeah.
So. Maybe we could get someone even from their planning group or something. I don't know. Or their economic development. I don't know. I guess if we leave it open, economic development representative, it could be staff from a city or academic.
Yeah.
I think I got them all.
Eileen has a lot of connections with PSU.
Good.
So she knows a lot of, she's been sort of tapping them for consideration of internships and all. And it could be that she might know someone she could reach out to.
Okay, I might be able to help with that as well.
Okay.
That's kind of within my college that I graduated from at PSU, so.
Okay, good. Good.
Let's see.
You're on a task force. Thing, then. Hmm? You could be on a task force.
I was not planning for urban development.
Now, would we put anyone on the CCI on it, or no? A member of the Planning Commission and a staff representative, interested stakeholders.
So that's kind of the challenge with Planning Commission, is that we're rotating around
on for this
a little bit. But maybe there's someone from Planning Commission that would be interested in having greater influence.
And this will be a pretty focused thing.
A focused involvement on this.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So was that a concurrence, the yes, that we should have someone from CCI, or do we think that someone from the Planning Commission will be able to, you know?
I think that's probably no.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so. I think, you know, for continuity, that's what I'm thinking. The Planning
Commission. Because we may have to vote on something, and then you remove that member from that. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay.
So potentially we have 10, or we kick the at-large representative back down to 1.
I thought the at-large was 2.
Yeah, I mean, that was the suggestion, but we don't have to make that, I guess, decision tonight.
That would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That would be 10.
Because when you come back to the larger group, they might have some additional insights.
That's true.
10's a pretty good target.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
Might get 7 or 8 at a time.
So maybe we could just bring that forward for the broader CCI review next week.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I guess just think about if we're missing some sector.
But does it make sense to have somebody from the Planning Commission, seeing that they're going to be presenting it to the Planning Commission? Because that person would have to step away to not vote. But at the same time, they have that expertise.
The Planning Commission has, it's the one time when they really don't make a final decision. Okay. The Planning Commission on changes to code makes recommendations to council, who then is the final decision maker. So it's really up to y'all, because I agree with what you said, that they have some background on the types of uses, and so that could be a good mix. And the fact that they participated in a task force shouldn't, that would be a good connection. But that's up, again, that's okay. up to this group to decide.
It's just a thought. I don't feel strongly one way or another.
Yeah, they still have we still have six members there on the Planning Commission, even if someone does decide to recuse themselves or whatever.
Okay.
So that's still pretty good.
Okay.
Well, and I think, well, I guess there would be a presentation by staff to the Planning Commission, unless there was a chair for the task force that would come forward. But we could also then have information coming to us through whoever's representing.
Not having done a task force here locally, arguably, you could even anticipate after the task force done some type of work group with the Planning Commission. So that continuity, I think, would be really important to take what was discussed at the task force level and what's going to be brought forward to the Planning Commission, and then how that Planning Commission would be guided to bring things forward to Council. So this is all kind of brand new for me, so it'll be interesting to see how this moves forward.
I like it.
And the liaison could facilitate.
That's why I like that thought about having a a non-staff member guiding that forward. It seems to meet with the goal of having the reinitiated CCI and the moving of towards task force, so not so staff directed.
So
darn staff.
So we're not going to get to appointees tonight. Did we want to take a look at goals?
I don't know. There's material you can look at here, and because that would be interesting. I looked at the formation documents. It talks about in the formation document. Actually, you can see the creation of a working group. It's like B1. It says the city's involvement staff, the Committee for Citizen Involvement shall recommend purpose, goals, and a list of appointees. So it's like, I'm kind of going to have to take some guidance on what that means.
Well, I think we can have a purpose statement, which could be fairly simple, which is about, revisiting the multi-use code in the city to, achieve some kind of more inclusive, time-relevant spectrum of potential commercial or industrial activities or whatever would...
Yeah, don't lose that thought. That sounds like a purpose statement to me.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, if someone was writing that down, that might have even been helpful.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm in there listening, going, gosh, that sounds good. Type a darn thing. Could you recreate that if you wanted to, or you want to just think about that and maybe bring something back?
I could bring it to the next.
Isn't it on here?
I could bring it to the next.
You can refer to the tape.
I mean, the goals could be, the goals would be, we could hit a range of kind of goals. They should be consistent with our comprehensive plan. I mean,
that'd be nice.
It has to be sort of, I think, consistent with the comprehensive plan. It should, if in that light, it could be consistent with the comprehensive plan and Westland vision goal, our Westland vision, which we're kind of going to be revisiting, but that's the Westland vision document is something that's visionary and, what's the word I'm thinking of, aspirational. So, that's something that already the community has already identified as we agree to these sort of aspirational and framework. So that provides a reasonable framework. One of the goals is to facilitate development because what we have in our current is just a lot of barriers to the kinds of economic development we do want to see. When people have to go get a conditional use permit to, put in something that would normally be a pretty standard affair, that's a barrier. And it's been, we've seen that time and time again, knock people out and properties sit idle because, because we don't have a brew pub or something in our lingo where they can eat and also...
Consistent with the comprehensive plan and the vision statement, that's That's pretty good right there. That's broad. And that leaves us.
But I do think we have these, we want to bring up to date our current code to, you know, current economic sort of reality. I'm not sure how we put that, but we're, you know, things have changed, and our code was written years ago, and doesn't, just because it doesn't list items that are pretty standard in commercial zones that we see around, because they're not listed.
I haven't found tanner or lithographer, but there's some old commercial uses that still are in there. It really needs to be updated. Seriously.
I think that's a real specific goal, is to bring it up to the 21st century.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terminology and of the end of business development. I don't know how else to.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying for this this working group. I mean, now you're talking about changes to the code, or
well, that's what we're doing. Illuminating. These guys are going to put together recommendations around mixed use code.
Yeah.
We're going to rewrite the mixed use code.
Okay.
So that mixed use code needs to kind of.
So
mixed use versus what portion of the code is the mixed use code? Does it already exist?
Aren't we looking at both the commercial?
Yeah. Commercial and mixed use. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So OBC zones and.
What else is a goal?
So, would this also include, that's probably another step then, to even consider looking at potential areas for zoning additional commercial use? That's going too far.
When you look at task force, that's not outside the realm of a task force. If there was an area you thought that might be inappropriately zoned, and there might be opportunities.
There's one that I think is really, one OBC zone that I think is really inappropriate, but and one semi-inappropriate, but that
I have
one
of those.
Yeah. There's an OBC zone right next to the high school. And
doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's right by the Nature Conservancy property.
Well, so, you know, council, we have asked for.
This right here.
Where's.
Sure enough. That one right there.
Looks like it's.
You know what that is? Isn't there a tower facility?
Comas, yeah. That's where the cell tower is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so is it.
Zone that way maybe to allow the cell tower.
Well, I don't
but
know
that,
about that, but I think that's what's there.
That's right next to Camasia from what I can tell right here. That's a big area,
it's
though.
Right next to the high school parking lot.
That zone probably looks just like
it's
that.
Over there.
Am I in the wrong way? Here's the high school. Is it down here?
No, you're at the,
the
shopping
center. I'm geographically challenged in addition to can't spell.
High school.
Right there.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah.
So that is that.
That's the parking lot, and then right underneath your finger, that open field.
This is where towers. That's one of the entrances.
So really, the OBC is the parking lot. Then is that?
It's next to the parking lot.
Okay. Wow.
Wow, that's really bizarre.
But when you drive past it, there's a basalt
cliff.
on two sides of it.
Well, what I was going to say is the council has asked for staff to do a comprehensive review of all our zoning. The initial focus was residential, but it really ultimately is going to include all zoning. It's kind of a longer range piece, but we're hoping to get a kind of initial reporting inventory summation as a first sort of phase before we commit more. But I don't think it's out of realm for this task force to review the zoning as part of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that could be a goal, would be to assess the zoning, you know, in some context as to the goals and whether it fits or not, or whether there's adequate areas or we need more, or they make sense, they're disjunct, or they're together enough, or there's not enough, or you have too many in one area and not enough in another. I think that would be
a reasonable perspective we'd want them to kind of look at.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you guys think? But without getting into the...
Yeah, not too far into the weeds.
Not too far into the weeds, but in an overall assessment, say, hey, we do or we don't have the lands for this, or maybe we allow this kind of thing in this area or something else in another area. I don't know. There could be, you know, districts.
Well, I mean, the two go hand in hand. It's difficult where you're going to draw that line in terms of looking at the code from multiple use.
Yeah.
Mixed use. I mean,
mixed use, yeah, which could, residential so above that, and business below.
That all kind of blends together. So
really they can look at neighborhood commercial, general commercial, office, business center, and then we've got industrial, campus industrial, general industrial. I don't think we have very much of that. Well, we've got this down here. But.
Yeah, big piece.
The only, and I'll just say from my perspective, the only slippery slope we have is we have an acknowledged plan based on a certain inventory numbers of acreage of commercial. And so moving the uses, moving the types of uses is not going to be as problematic as reducing them. So just keep that in mind. You know what I mean? If we take it below the number that's been acknowledged by the state, then we're not providing the adequate housing job mix, and that's a big deal for having a balanced, comprehensive plan.
Right.
So what happens, not necessarily, it's sort of related to this. So what happens in the course of doing the work at, along the river and related to the Willamette Falls, and we have this stretch of lavender zone here, and that ends up becoming, public use. Are we just talking about a trail going down there, some shoreline access?
I don't know the answer to that yet.
Okay. Zoning because can change in many different ways.
It could be like you were saying, is the zoning stays, but the flexibility by working with the partners provides needed trails and opportunities.
Okay.
So I don't know if one is going to require the other. So that's one of the ones we have to kind of get there first and then figure out what the outcome is.
Okay. I would expect that the future planning is likely going to involve some zoning changes in that whole corridor.
Okay.
So I would anticipate that because I mean, there's areas along there where we're probably going to have more like some residential, denser developments like condos and townhome type things in some areas along some of those key areas, I would think.
Right.
Which would help with our density issue a little bit in West Lynn, but having it in a better spot.
Okay.
It doesn't interfere with other neighborhood character, and for those who want a smaller opportunity, it's there, and it can be close to other shopping and, close to recreation, and if designed nicely, could be, fit well. So, I'm not sure how that would come out, but I would expect some zoning changes.
Yeah.
So another silly question, because who's working on these very topics right now? We're talking about building a task force, to discuss these issues, but my way of thinking, aren't there people in planning doing this very work right now? No? Okay.
There are planners working on the West Lynn Waterfront project, but that's not the focus that this project
I get it.
In just a broader sense, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the issues come up when applications come into planning and then to the Planning Commission. Then we pull our hair out.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. But I was thinking.
But you managed to keep your hair.
Yeah. It's all mine. But I'm thinking, a little bit more proactive than the average bears.
What are you thinking? Are we thinking we're missing something here?
No. I just assumed that you've got a planning department. And all these things you know, come to play, and it's not stagnant. I mean, the environment constantly changes. So if you're...
You'd think that. You'd think this would have already been in the works.
Yeah. I mean, you got a university that's about 30 minutes away that does planning on a global scale and gets all kinds of interest and does work for God knows who. But...
Welcome to Westland.
Okay.
We reestablished a docket. The docket outlines the project that the planning department works on, and this docket item was recently added, and so no activities have been taken.
No, it's not unusual that a smaller community may not avail themselves to that kind of resource, but my previous experience is that cities
would
do. Otherwise, they
get... Our city had not. That's one of the issues we've identified.
You get run over.
So that's why we're pushing and the plan changes. And
yeah. Well, yeah, no, I was just thinking that.
But you're right. I mean, your hunch is correct.
Okay.
I guess from my perspective, that's how I think, too.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't see this really, well, you do see parts of it in Santa Cruz, you know, now. But, you know, that was kind of a sleepy bedroom community, and boom.
So another profession that might be interesting along with the PSU or nearby city, and maybe one of those people would be an architect, but there are plenty of architects, maybe some of them live here, that actually work in that area as well. And maybe they could just be an at-large representative. Maybe that's too specific.
No, I think that's good. I think that's a great idea. You can blend it, you know. The architect will give you an idea, perspective of retaining what you've got and what's, you know, what's transitional and what's visionary. I mean, I'm still drawing houses.
And then the question would be is if we really limit it to Westland individuals and then finding an architect who'd be willing to volunteer, that's a subset we might not be able to meet if we limit it just to Westland.
I know one.
Oh, good.
It could be an aspiration. So would that be the at citizen at large, or that's another category in my mind?
Well, yeah, no.
It could be
either.
It could be, the larger group.
I think it's almost, I like that as a category, a regular category.
Let me just change this as an added member.
Added category.
Sure.
Would be architect.
Yeah.
Visionary architect.
Why not?
That's an interesting idea.
I mean, that could head off some problems, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the reason I thought of this was, I was looking at the list here and just thinking, you know, some of the issues that we had, say, with Tandler, those issues, an architect with experience would have said, no, you can't, this is not mixed use, and would have been able to present, you know, some reasonable, and so would, you know, the urban studies people, or, you know
it really comes down to, too, is, and the code has been updated, but we would need an architect to say, boy, we needed to clearing up to say how much of the bottom floor needs to be commercial.
And that was the other thing I was thinking, too, because we've had discussions, well, is 75% the right number?
Right.
I mean, we're just pulling numbers out of the air.
What I would love to hear from an architect is not numbers or percentages. What's in the field right now? What's contemporary that's working?
Yeah.
And what are we not thinking of?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Getting that synergy going.
Yeah. As opposed to just following the resident zeitgeist or what everybody else
has
done.
He might be, or she might be not saying, it's don't worry about the code, it's your fee structure and your SDCs, or what type of incentives are you offering? That's what really brings businesses in. And it's something, you know what I mean? That's where having a profession, and I like your both ideas, but getting field professionals that are working, and they know the things, they know what works in some communities, and if they say, well, what do you guys do on X, Y, and Z? It's like, okay, here's what we do. Oh, boy, that's a roadblock. You know what I mean? It just gets that discussion.
Yeah.
I hear
Thomas channeling me, and normally about this time he's saying, okay, we've got about 15 minutes before we wanted to wrap up. Yeah. Yeah. I did, seriously. I'm like,
well, the time really kind of went along. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Well, we've accomplished at least some.
I do think we've got a great start here.
Yeah, this is good.
And so what I'll do is make sure that the whole group is mailed all these handouts, and I will try to clean up these draft. It is challenging to get draft meeting notes, because now that we're meeting weekly, it's like you got to turn them around the next day. So I will get the draft meeting notes, the handouts, and the agenda, which would be for the next meeting.
Spelled Walbot name wrong.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, gosh.
Well, you'd catch it later.
No, I like checking.
And after the T, there you go.
We have for the 12th, we have Pam's presentation. We have the continuation of this mixed use, and then, of course, we have the continuation of the planning process. And then two sets of meeting notes to address. So that's a busy meeting.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So whatever we can do to read those things in advance, the meeting notes will be helpful. I don't think they're going to be that tough, because there are less content and more process stuff in the meeting notes.
So,
I think they'll be okay.
So I'd say between now and then, just think around the purpose, goals, items, if we missed anything or any other notes on that, and we can fine tune those at our meeting. We've got to start on the appointees. We just need to flesh out the purpose and goals. In the memo that you provided us, John, the one on the August 8th one, for the next steps about the de novo, it says no CCI action is required in this item at this time. Council will discuss further on September. Council will discuss.
Yeah.
We were supposed to, that wasn't on our agenda today.
The dates are all off. Remember, that was the concept back that John had for CCI, was a presentation to CCI based upon a July conversation by council.
Oh,
so
okay.
All the dates are off because of just times. Right. This summer sped by.
So does CCI need to consider another task force for de novo? Discussion.
No, it's actually, we're kind of jumping to, it's going to come back to the CCI for some work, but in the interim, we're moving forward with reestablishing de novo.
Okay.
For we've appeal. Already filed notice with the state, and that's moving forward.
Okay, good.
So that's going to be, and then what we're going to do is come back on the CCI and do some more comprehensive review, and maybe eventually it could tweak, or we look at sort of a hybrid model that Tim had suggested maybe.
Yeah.
But initially, to go back to where we were, was a decision made to...
Okay. And then after CCI, it goes to Planning Commission and for a recommendation?
Yeah, on to council.
To council, okay.
Yeah.
Because I've already mentioned to members of council or commission, Planning Commission, that it would be great to have Tim give the presentation that he gave to us at CCI.
Oh, okay.
Because it clarified... what de novo actually meant, because I haven't worked within that.
Okay. So is that being arranged for them to come like a work session or something?
When it's the appropriate time. I mean, he's at our meetings, and so he's...
Okay.
I've talked with him about it as well, so...
Okay, yeah, good.
It's like, 8 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
Seems like we're pretty well.
We're pretty far along.
Yeah, yeah. Quit while we are ahead.
So, looks like we're at member comments. Does that make sense?
No, I thought we. I don't have any further comments.
Anything unrelated to tonight's discussion?
We talked about the fire.
We did that.
The disdain. The disgust at certain creatures.
There was a heated discussion. How about that?
Hang the guilty.
Hang the guilty. Yeah.
Nothing more. We can adjourn.
Okay. Sold.
Excellent. 6:48.
Good job, sir.
I'm going to be bold and go 6:50.
Yeah, see. There you go.
I knew you had it in you, Gary. We're right behind you.
Good job.
Oh, please don't tell. Okay. Did I do the right? Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One more.
Good night, Dan.
Okay, stop. Oh. Stop.